This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com. This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The blood washed away, but the guilt never does. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
The end here, we're not really hearing a whole lot new that's coming into play. It's just kind of arguing of what can we add in or what can we take away. It's a lot of about taking away and what is going to be let in. I feel like this is going to be somewhat of a different trial. I don't think that we're going to see Karen come up with any sort of other defense. I feel like they're going to still double down on the actual, that he was beat in the house. How much stronger do you think that argument is going to be this time, despite there being no evidence of it, although it wasn't investigated? They never went into the house. And you have all of the baggage this time around of Proctor and of other people in those police forces that were involved with this investigation, having some real shady, questionable actions around them, not necessarily specifically on this case. Certainly, there's a lot of questions here on this case, if something was done, but the external as well that paints this picture. We were just beginning to uncover it during the last case. Now it's out there. It's in the psyche of the jurors in that town that are going to know these extra facts, whether or not they're supposed to take them into consideration or not.
Right, right. Yeah, people are human. They know these things at this point, and it sure casts doubt on the behavior of law enforcement and the, you know, the veracity of whatever they're claiming. So could it be the tipping point here? Quite possible.
Speaking of Michael Proctor, he was, of course, formerly the lead investigator on this case. He was on the stand, and he's the one who had all the choice words about Karen Reed. And then that, of course, began the internal investigation. His conduct under scrutiny, and he is really under the microscope enough now where they're going to be reconsidering whether or not he can stay employed. I thought he was already fired, but he was out on unpaid leave for a little while. But now this may be the end of the road for him. But it is kind of shocking the amount of cases he's been involved in that now have a lot of questions around them. Some, I think, justified, some not. But just having his name kind of taints anything. Of course, we have the Karen Reed case here with all the questions about the evidence that was evidence planted. A lot. There's a lot of things here. And clearly, bias against Karen Reed from day one. The Brian Walsh case and Anna Walsh. That thing still up in the air, that Anna's body has never been found. But initially, Proctor's involvement led to questions about the reliability of him in this investigation. Although that one does have a lot more evidence. You got the Googling of how to destroy your wife, kill your wife, bury your wife, eat your wife, everything that Brian Walsh Googled. Pretty damning. But then you got Sandra Birchmore, and that's another one where he was a key person right away. Not directly involved as the investigation went on, but he was there at the beginning. And he was one of those in the context of saying, yeah, I agree, this is a suicide, when it clearly was not. And there's others, too. There's a Miles King case where questions about his involvement and credibility issues, a Sean Johnson case. The list goes on and on. There's a lot of cases that are going to probably end up being relitigated because of this man. If you got all this against you and you're still waiting to see if they're going to give you a job, why hasn't Proctor just kind of gone off into the sunset by now and saying, you know what, I'll quit. I don't need to do all this. Does he think that he can overcome this? I'm wondering if you have the audacity to do the things you did in some of these cases, I'm guessing you might have the audacity to think you are still going to get away with it.
Yeah, very true. Because why would anybody behave that way in the first place if they had integrity and were grounded in logic? I mean, I think he should lose his ability to work in law enforcement just based upon the texts he sent about Karen Reed. That was just atrocious behavior. And, you know, you can't trust somebody with judgment like that who thinks that that kind of thing is okay.
No, and being the lead investigator on this, he's going to get called to the stand, I'm sure, at least by the prosecution, because he's not a good witness. It's going to be interesting to see, I guess, what Judge Beverly Cano is going to allow into this case, because these are all separate cases. I know what kind of other information will the jury find out about him and his misconduct. Within the case here itself, all that we really truly have fact on is the texts and the horrible things he was saying. But certainly there's a lot that people are looking at in terms of possibly evidence being planted or maybe tipping of the scales because he really absolutely hated her. Is there any other areas you think that can be looked into psychologically on Proctor that maybe the defense of Karen Reed hasn't gone down or any roads that they haven't gone down the first trial that they might bring in this time?
Yeah, I off the top of my head, I can't see that there's anything they can bring up about his personality specifically. You know, there's no grounds to force him to have psych testing or anything like that in this situation. But I think it just goes back to the question of integrity and his, as you said, his bias against her is clear. And, you know, the fact that you can't trust somebody with this kind of worldview and sense of, you know, how you communicate about people. It's just doesn't speak well of his character.
Should this trial even take place or should at some point here, maybe the judge says, you know what, we're going to dismiss this thing. I mean, just from a standpoint of truly getting justice, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, if I were the judge, I think I would have said, hung jury, we're done with it, because, you know, there's just too much that we're never going to have an answer to. And what's the point? Yeah. You know, I don't see how this would be an easy case for a jury. I would hate to be on the jury here. But if I were, I think I would say reasonable doubt. You know, this does not look like murder.
I think any way you square it, there's reasonable doubt. And
yeah,
there's one person that truly knows what happened, and he's dead. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and feast on the good stuff.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.